If the election was tomorrow, who are you going to pull the lever for?
Hillary Clinton.
You're going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Did you like her all along?
I've liked her all along. I still feel it's the lesser of two evils, but I'm going to be voting for Hillary Clinton.
Just quick thoughts on Trump.
I don't think he's qualified. Basically think that he did it as a joke to begin with.
You think he ever thought he'd get this far?
I don't think he'd ever thought he'd get this far. He's just not well-liked in the business world from CEOs. If you ranked 100 top CEOs in the United States, I would say only a handful would be impressed with what he's done.
Even if he loses, do you think this movement he's brought forward will continue?
I personally think that I'm a Democrat, but I'll vote for who I think is the right candidate. I think it's an embarrassment to politics that, first of all, the Republicans had 12 years to find one qualified candidate, and they're not even able to find someone who, in my opinion, is not qualified. And basically, the Democrats would not put anyone else up against Hillary. So.
Did you like Bernie?
I did not like Bernie. Bernie was a nice guy, but his visions, if you took the people who were educated and really thought about what Bernie was looking to do, it was just not feasible to what he was doing. He had good ideas, but you can't just run the way of the socialism that he believes in.
Are you hopeful about the future of the United States?
I'm hopeful about the future of the United States. I think that the president only has so much control. It's the people that, one, the president surrounds themselves with, and then the ability for people who are going to vote in the senators and the congressmen. So there's only so much the president can do to an extent. And that's unfortunately what we've been experiencing the last 8 years.
And finally, what do you love most about the country?
I love the fact that even though it's a pipe dream and not everyone gets what they want, everyone's given a chance to have an education. Unfortunately, people, depending upon, you know, the parents that they're born into, but I think at the end of the day, everyone is given an opportunity. It's what they do with the opportunity. Unfortunately, there's certain circumstances that regardless of given the opportunity, they can't take advantage of. Some people are born into parents who are drug addicts. Some people are born into parents who are billionaires. I mean, listen, we know the fact that people who are born into billionaires, they have different problems, right? But at the end of the day, I've been to a lot of different countries, and we're still the best country.
Thanks a lot for your
Thank
time.
You.
And
you
here's my card.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. There's an accordion player over here in the grass at Bryant Square Park on a gorgeous summer August night, Wednesday. Helicopter overhead, some tall buildings, some cumulus clouds up there. Oh, he's got a little wooden marionette, too.
And Henry Dan's better. He doesn't like slip jigs. He likes reels.
As the accordionist played, he had a little wooden marionette he called Henry that danced in front of him. He just manipulated him somehow.
Go, Henry!
What's your first name?
Branimir.
Branimir?
Yes.
Is that Russian? M-I-R?
Yes.
How long have you been in the States?
Since 81.
81, a long time. Yeah, are you a dual citizen?
Yes.
Do you pay close attention to politics?
Kind of.
Do you have a candidate that you like this fall between Clinton or Trump?
Unfortunately, I don't like either one.
Will you vote?
Probably not.
What don't you like about Hillary?
Well, look, all the politicians kind of don't tell the truth, right? So she's spoken about her fun, charity, Menzaghi, what was the other issue?
Email.
And emails. So, I mean, obviously, she's not telling the truth, but, you know, she hasn't been found guilty. But on the other hand, you got Trump, who looks like a pathological liar. So, so you know, he doesn't seem to be able to tell the truth at all.
I asked Branimir about Putin.
Oh, KGB guy, obviously. He's, you know, he's a strong-armed guy in Russia, and he gets it his way. And
they tell us in our media that he's popular, though, in Russia.
Look, average person is not benefiting anything from this Russian golden age with the sort of a capitalism. You know, he rules the country with the iron hand, and there's not much they can do. I mean, either you like him or if you don't, I mean, you have no choice. So it is what it is.
Do you like America? You've been here a long time.
Yes.
Has it changed a lot? the general feeling in the air in the country?
Well, look, every country goes through changes with time. You know, I used to be looking more toward Democrats as a group to support. But then, you know, I think we're turning into what Europe is turning into, too much of a political correctness, which at the end kind of...
What does that mean to you? What does it not allow you to do?
Not me per se, but it seems like the government becomes like a mom and dad and protecting
like
everyone.
Nanny state, they call it?
Nanny state, and then you can't hurt anyone's feelings, and, you know, you have groups.
Do you want to hurt anyone's feelings?
No, I don't. Listen, it's part of life. That's how you build character, and I'm not saying, you know, people need to do bad things to each other, but things happen. You know, some people are nasty, some people are racist, some people are criminals, whatever. It's part of life. You can't just control everything. You see what's going on in Europe, you know, they're being too nice.
So you sound like you like part of Trump's message.
Well, not really. Look, I would like to be able to say that I'm part of both sides. I don't think that you could be either one. There's a median that makes sense, but unfortunately, in order to get elected, you have to take one of the sides. It does not appeal to me.
Who's going to win?
I think Hillary wins. I mean, she's more reasonable, even though she, you know, they all lie, even though she lies. She knows what the issues are, where he shoots from the hip, and then once they tell him what the issues are, then he kind of backpedals. And, you know, you see him now reading from the teleprompters. It's not him, obviously. It's, you know, what people wrote for him. So his true colors are going to come. Give him a few days. He just can't control himself.
You've been a good sport, man. I really enjoyed talking to you. I wish you all the best. What's your message to everybody out in the audience tonight?
Look, just vote with your heart, whoever you feel is the right candidate. I happen to be in the middle.
Is this still a great country?
Of course it is. It is a great country. It's always been and always will be.
Thanks, man. Here's my card. Tomorrow night at 6. I hope you can listen. All right. Stevie Wonder from 73. From Inner Visions, Don't You Worry About a Thing. Dusty.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag, and that you must go other places. But just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
Just Stevie sounded good to you?
Don't you worry about a thing.
Great summer sound, Stevie Wonder. What's your first name?
Yvette.
Yvette, does it make you shy to be interviewed? It would me.
Yes.
I'm so used to it, though. Do you pay attention to politics?
Here and there.
Do you have a candidate that you like as the election's growing nearer this fall?
I do.
Who do you like?
Hillary.
you're African American.
Yes.
And they say Trump's percentage of support of the African American community is very small. And we heard him last night speaking at the African American community. Can he get through?
I don't think so. No.
From C-SPAN.
We had a case where we had an African American guy who was a fan of mine. You know what I'm... look at my African American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest? So we have an African-American guy at one of the rallies a month ago, and he's sitting there behaving. And we had protesters inside the arena. They were dressed in a Ku Klux Klan outfit, okay? This African-American gets up, and man, he slugged these guys. He slugged them.
What do you think about Trump?
Loose cannon.
A loose cannon, does he worry you?
He does, definitely. I can't quite see him being at a table with world leaders and making decisions just by what comes out of his mouth.
What about Hillary? Do you like her? Do you trust her? Some people say, oh, I don't trust her.
I like her. I'm getting to like her more and more. And when we look at the options, really, we don't really have much of an option.
Did you like Bernie?
I did.
Are you optimistic about the future for the country?
I'm optimistic, but I'm also a bit worried, and it's a bit scary.
What do you worry about most, financial issues?
I worry about financial issues. I worry about, God forbid, Trump was to become the president. I don't know where that will take us, so that is more worrying than anything else.
You're a nice person. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners in New York, around the world, on the internet, on WFMU? A message from your heart this summer to the people listening.
I wish everyone a happy, safe summer. Enjoy the rest of it. It's nearly done.
It is. I feel it slipping away already.
Yes.
Nice talking to you. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow night at 6. I hope you can listen.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Sweating in their peach-colored garments, Hare Krishnas in Union Square.
All right, you're not too old for a sing-along, are you? Yeah, well, let's see.
This is David Bowie from 2003, recorded on the reality tour. All the young dudes, Bowie on Dusty.
Spots from ripping up the stars from his spice. Funky little Bob Rice. Television man is crazy, saying with you and I the McLarens. Man, I don't need TV when I got T-Rex. Brother, you guess I'm a joke dad. Yes, we can love.
What's your first name?
Michael.
Michael, you said you're from Great Britain. Are you from England?
Yes, I am.
You've had your own interesting activities lately with the Brexit.
Yes,
how do you feel about that?
Well, I wanted to remain in Europe, but more people want to leave, so we'll have to just live with it.
How about in the United States? Things are heating up now with Trump and Clinton. Do you have a favorite of those two candidates?
I don't have a favorite. Trump's amusing, but I don't see him as a politician. And Hillary's a very outstanding politician, but she's quite old.
You think she's too old?
I think she's too old.
People might think that was an ageist attitude.
In what way would that be ageist?
She seems to be fully functioning at this point.
I don't think that's the way it's been reported, is it? How many 70-year-old people are full of energy and dynamism to run possibly the biggest country in the world?
I guess that's why we have the vice president, though.
Is that right? Do you not elect presidents to run the country?
I know, but the vice president is there as a de facto president if something should happen to the president.
So then the vice president should be president?
Well, it always has to be a possibility from either side, whether Mike Pence or Tim Kaine would have to become the president.
Okay. You know more than I do now.
What about the United States? Do you think it's changed in recent years? Is it as great as it used to be? Was it ever as great as it thought it was?
After the Second World War, America was great because it made so much money out of the war. And there's been a period of time where American wealth has grown substantially, but it's turned out since 2008 that wealth was built on debt. So is America really as great as it thinks it is? Probably not.
Do you like the United States?
I do, yeah.
What do you like about America?
The diversity. The diversity of people and friendliness. I've only been to New York and Jersey City, so I can't really tell you anything about America other than those two places. But
we hear a lot about medicine in other countries. People seem to be generally dissatisfied with the system here. Maybe not the quality of care, but the expense, the insurance industry. What's it really like in a place like England where you don't have that same structure for healthcare?
So healthcare is free at the point of use. Whatever happens to you medically, you just turn up and you can access medicine. It might be slow, and yes, it may not be bleeding edge. It's available for everybody.
And how does it affect your pocketbook? How do they pay for it?
Well, it comes out of our taxes, so we don't really see it because the nation's taxed as a whole, so businesses and individuals are taxed. So we can see by looking at the UK accounts how much it's costing us.
They tell us sometimes it won't work for a place as big as the United States, but
doesn't work in the UK anymore because people's expectations of what the NHS should deliver have grown every year, and now we can't afford it.
What are the main parties they talk about in England? The Tories or the...
So it's the Conservatives or the Labour Party.
Which one are you?
Depends which party I think are best for the country. So
have you gone both ways?
I don't go both ways, no. Is that a leading question?
What do you miss most about England?
Cold weather and the rain.
You do? Wilting heat getting to you here in New York?
It is definitely. It's too much, really. Thank God for air conditioning.
I appreciate your time. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. It's also archived if you want to listen in the future. Take care. Here's Forgotten Fun from 75. This is Atlantic Ocean with Jaws.
Carlos.
What, Babbitt?
I tell you, it must be 95 in the shade.
Ooh, I can't wait to get in that water.
I know what you mean, man.
I'm gonna walk my body right on down and jump.
Hold on. The sign says the beaches are closed.
The beaches are closed?
What do you mean the beaches are closed, man?
Oh, I can't. You see what I see? Pools of killing lightning.
Jaws.
Bye.
So you pay attention to politics?
Yes.
You look young. Is it your first election?
It is not. It's my second.
Who'd you vote for last time? Give us an idea where you're coming from. Was it Obama?
It was not Obama, no.
It was
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Corporations are people, my friend. We can raise taxes on... Of course they are. Everything corporations earn ultimately goes to people.
Are you disappointed with the job the president's done?
No, I've been pleased.
What about this time around? You voted for the Republican last time. Are you going to go with Trump this time?
No, I'm going to vote for Hillary this
You're
time.
You're going to switch camps? Is that
That's
thing?
Right.
Yeah. If it had been somebody like John Kasich, or was there another Republican you liked?
Perhaps. Yeah, Kasich I probably would have supported.
Are you kind of reluctantly voting for Hillary? Do you not really want to, or do you think she's good for the job?
I think she'll do a good job. I'm not thrilled about either candidate, but... Out of the two, Hillary definitely has my support.
What's your future look like? Are you still in school? Are you working now?
I'm working now.
Everybody looks so young to me. I'm getting old, man.
Not true.
What do you do?
I'm in sales.
Sales, is it going well for you? You like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, it's been great so far.
Does that mean you seem like a people person? Does that help you? Is it old time sales we imagine, or something modern and something I'm not even?
It's stayed the same. I'd
is
say
it online, or are you shaking hands?
Shaking hands, yeah.
Forming relationships.
That's right. All about relationships. Correct.
Wow, that's great. Is it something your dad did or something?
Yes.
Was he a good salesman?
He was a great salesman. Yeah.
Yeah. Did that inspire your choice to kind of follow in his footsteps?
Yeah, I would say so.
How about you? Now, this is your shy friend. Are you going to vote?
Not shy. No. I have no comment.
All right, guys. Well, what's your message to our listeners in New Jersey, where this show airs, in New York, around the world? You got a Brave shirt on.
Don't
Are you from Atlanta?
I am from Atlanta. I would just say get out and vote. No matter who you support, vote for someone.
Who's your favorite musician from Atlanta? CeeLo?
T.I. CeeLo's good. There's a lot of good musicians from Atlanta. That's a tough question.
What was that band he was in? G-Mob? Something Mob.
Goody Mob.
Something Mob. I don't know. I think that was before our time.
Yeah, it was. Here you go. Did I give you one?
No.
All right. Hope you listen. Tomorrow at 6.
Awesome.
Here's a song you've heard on the Dusty Show before from 1981. A Flock of Seagulls title track. To an album of the same name, their debut, I guess. This is the fourth single, Space Age Love Song, on The Dusty Show. Thanks for being with me today, you guys. I appreciate it. Five years ago. Linda and Sean say, this still sounds so good. Jake, cool, and everybody on the AQ agrees. Space Age Love Song is good.
Dan.
What's your first name?
Dan.
Dan, do you pay attention to politics?
I'm not really politically involved, but...
It's hard to ignore, isn't it? It's everywhere these days. Yeah. Do you like Hillary?
No.
What is it that you don't like? They say you can't trust her.
Yeah, I like Trump better because Trump has the nerve to try to do something for this country, and we need change because things have to change.
What needs to change?
We have to take care of the terrorism because terrorism is coming to this country very quickly. And I'm a retired detective, so I don't want to see that happen.
Are you ex-NYPD?
Yes.
Yes. Wow. And you really feel like... I always feel like, well, we live here in New York, I don't feel scared day to day. And then you hear people out in Kansas like they're coming to get us. So
the city's an easy target. The city's a very easy target.
It would
target.
Seem like it could be hard to keep if somebody's really motivated.
Yes, yes. Even though the police department is the best in New York City, best department in the nation. However, screening these people has to be done.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
If Trump is elected, I think it'll be better.
Now, they say he's down in the polls. Do you put a lot of stock in polls or not too much?
Not too much. Like I said, I'm not too politically, into it, but I just know people for face value.
You seem like an easygoing guy. Does he ever say something where once in a while you cringe a little bit, helping yourself?
Yes, yes, it's true. He has to calm his mouth down a little bit, but he's a good man.
Have you been disappointed with Obama?
He did some good things. He plays golf when he shouldn't be playing golf, and little things like that,
What's your message to our listeners? You're from an ex-detective, is that what you do?
Yes,
you miss being a gumshoe?
Yes, I do.
What do you miss most about being on the force?
The camaraderie.
The blue.
Yeah. You're always a blue when you're a cop. You're always a cop. I'm retired 7 years.
When you meet cops and they find you're a veteran, do they give you respect?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I appreciate that. That was a dangerous job. Did you ever come in harm's way?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
What was the scary situation? Just one. It's interesting to us.
Yeah, it's a lot of gun runs, and taking guns off the streets was the best.
Did you ever get hurt?
A couple of times, but nothing serious.
Did you ever discharge your weapon? That's a lot of paperwork.
I think. I'd rather not say.
Okay, I understand. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care.
All the best to you. All the best to us all. Here's my card. Tomorrow night at 6, I hope you get a chance to listen.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks so much. We lost him this past week, the great Glenn Yarborough. Always remembered on the Dusty Show.
Some men climb a mountain. Some men swim the sea. Some men fly above the sky, they are what they must be. But baby, the rain must fall, baby, the wind must blow. Wherever my heart leads me, baby, I must go, baby, I must go. I do not love for silver, I do not love for gold. My heart is mine to give away, it never will be sold. So baby, the rain must fall, baby, the wind must blow. Rich or famous, but who can ever tell? I don't know now what waits for me.
Maybe heaven or maybe hell.
Maybe the rain must fall.
Classic voice from the Limelighters.
Maybe the wind must blow.
Always remember.
Wherever my
song written by Elmer Bernstein from 65, movie of the same name.
Right on. Right on, right on.
What's your first name?
Miles.
Miles, here we are in the park. Pretty nice summer night in New York.
Yeah.
Are you from this area?
I'm not. I'm from Los Angeles.
You're visiting?
Yeah.
I miss Los Angeles. I lived there for a few years. It's a fabulous place.
Right on.
What do you do out there in California?
Going to school.
What are you studying?
It's called Global Studies.
Global Studies?
Yeah.
What does that involve? It interests our audience.
It's like international relations, but sort of a broader picture, no longer concerning particular nations, but just bigger issues like global warming or women's rights or terrorism, things that are kind of bigger than countries.
Did you like Bernie?
Sure.
Will you vote for Hillary?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you thinking? It's easy to make fun of Donald Trump or hate on him or whatever, but what's he all about?
Well, it's not just Donald Trump in the first place. I mean, it's also happening in Europe, right? There were just these elections in Austria and almost a neo-Nazi candidate won. And
the Brexit.
Right, the Brexit increasing all over the world, sort of the right-wing turn, the neoconservative turn.
What's it all about? You're a smart college guy.
People being upset with the current system.
Do they have a right to be?
Sure. Well, I would say there's a tendency to blame everything on the particular leaders of a country.
Do we just vote for people and then say, go fix everything and walk away till the next time we vote?
No, because not everyone votes in the first place, right? I mean,
that's
probably less
true.
Than the country votes in the first place.
You vote always.
Yeah. Yeah, I've only been able to vote like 2 times, but...
How old are you?
I was 25.
Do you serve?
Sure.
You really have? See, that fascinates us here in New York. You remember back in the 60s, the Beach Boys, they turned the whole world on to the California surfing and the music, the Sunset Strip. Talk about Hillary briefly.
Yeah, I mean, Hillary is great in my book. Certainly has experience.
Trump.
You know, obviously, since a lot of people are expressing support for him, something must resonate with them, I suppose. So you forget that the whole middle of the country is very different from the coasts in a lot of ways.
All right, man. Nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Here's my card.
Okay.
Tomorrow night at 6.
Right on.
Okay,
cool.
Bud.
Is that your Boston Terrier, John? I'm just letting you know. I'm pretty sure he has to go outside. Is that your Siamese cat, John? Is that your bullhead in the pond? They say those things are in demand in England.
Yes, I should like one of those bullheads.
Very good, sir.
Is this your paradise? Well, cock back and throw them nice. Throw the lucky 7, John, in your Johnny Carson suit with your wingtips on. Halfway to Omaha, almost there. Going to the Nebraska State Fair. Randy Meisner might be there with a few more pounds and a lot less hair. Dairy Queen cheeseburger, pale and warm and thin. Tilt back your head, open your mouth and shove it in. Old Lizzie used to have the Sydney Rodeo. Gladys got the rheumatiz, now it seems we never go.
Washing my dishes with a brand new bottle of joy.
I'm swinging west with my LaChoy.
You and that LaChoy.
Later we will watch TV. A woman and my two go fishing me. Watch little MSNBC.
I love Chris Matthews' Hardball. There's a transgender person in the stall next to mine. And I am just fine with that. From the grocery store.
And don't head straight home from his job no more. He stops for a time at the tavern in the town square. When he's drunk, he's flying high in his amber haze.
Stuck in an amber haze.
As the world goes
as
by.
As the world goes by.
And he just can't take it. Can't take it. Sneaking in late through the old back door.
Where have you been?
it's beer that you smell on me.
It's beer, really.
A stale PBR from Milwaukee, where the best bingo casino be. Open for 24 hours, whiskey sours, golden shower caps in the gift shop, confectioner's sugar on the lip of a cop that come from his donut. Add to his big butt. The Saint to Saint cops, the only ones with a great big fanny. If you eat a lot of candy,
then you're at risk for a very big butt. You're at risk for a very big butt. Sure, exercise can wear it down. It'll help you shed those extra pounds. Yes, but you still want your candy when the sun goes down. You have to excuse yourself from your lover. You've hidden a nougat bar in the cupboard.
Hard working man don't get no rest. And drinking that barley pop don't put no hairs upon his chest.
You don't like either candidate?
No.
How do you usually vote? Did you vote for Romney or Obama?
Romney.
You're usually a little more conservative.
I've been a Republican forever.
Lifelong Republican?
Lifelong Republican.
Were your folks Republicans?
My grandfather was a Republican. My grandmother was a Democrat.
So are you from New York?
No.
Where are you from originally?
Missouri.
I thought I heard an accent there. You're from Missouri. Where at? Sedalia, Cape Girardeau? What city are you from?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, the arch, the gateway to the West. What do you miss most about St. Louis?
Not much. I'm just here for a week.
You are. Now, that football team went to L.A. That would make me mad.
It didn't bother me.
Didn't bother you?
No.
Yeah. Well, down in Tampa, we used to say, go Bucks. Please. Hillary, you trust her?
No.
Obama, you haven't cared for him?
Not particularly, no.
Trump, you're not... talk about Trump. I mean, you say you're a Republican. Do you think he's hurting your party?
I don't really care. I think he's a nutcase.
Uh-oh, there he is. Who are you voting for?
Nobody.
Nobody gonna shit it out? That's what she said. She
nobody.
Didn't like either one of them.
No, nobody.
You from St. Louis?
I am.
I'm from Iowa there. I'm your northern neighbor. It's nice talking to you guys.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night. Here's my card if you want to listen. Tomorrow night at 6. Thank you. Gosh, back in the 70s, everybody knew this song. It was a cool song from BTO. Didn't sound like the other ones. Jazzy, Randy Bachman, BTO, Blue Collar, Dusty.
Walk your street, and I walk mine, and should we meet, would you spare me some time? 'Cause you should see my world, meet my kind, before you judge our minds. Blue Collar.
Listen to Tim Bachman's Fat Snare.
I'd like to remind you, at 4 in the morning, my world is very still. The air is fresh under diamond skies, makes me glad to be alive.
Dance with me now. Come on, you guys.
Yes, we can.
taking care of business. More Canada coming up. Canada's good, man. We love Canada here. She said, I'm a Hillary fan.
I'm a Hillary fan.
Have you always been?
Always been, with her, even with her husband.
Now, I talked to a British man earlier. You said you're from Canada.
Yes, I am.
Your whole life, Canadian citizen?
Yes, I'm a Canadian citizen.
Uh-huh. Are you working down here in the U.S.? Are you driving the bus?
Driving the bus,
back to Canada?
Yeah.
Where at?
Toronto, Ontario.
Toronto. Now, one of my favorite bands is Rush. You probably know those guys.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I know them.
You personally, have you met him?
No, but my daughter, she's a photographer, and she goes to concerts, and she shoots for country music and all this.
I'm curious, how old are you?
I'm 55.
55. Wow, you know all those, the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive, all those great old Canadian bands.
Yes, I know them all. I'm a country music man. I love country music. Yes.
Yeah. Katie Lang had a good country
voice.
Yes,
she was a good singer. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember it.
So, why not Donald Trump? Why shouldn't we elect him here in the United States as a Canadian?
Nothing personal, but I think he's a little bit aggressive with his speeches. And I used to watch his shows when he tells his office employees, you're fired. I don't like that.
So, just kind of a mean-spirited feeling.
Yeah, mean-spirited.
You think Hillary could make a good president for us?
I think she will. Yeah, with all the promises that she's giving, I hope she will come through with it.
Have people liked Obama in Canada?
Yes. Obama is a great president. He's a peacemaker president for the United States.
Now, you've got a new young leader there, don't you, in Canada?
Yes, Mr. Trudeau.
Do you like him?
I love him.
What do you love?
I love his spirit. He's poor with the poor, he's rich with the rich, he's with everybody. He never changes, and I think his dad and his mom raised him the right way to be a real Canadian man.
Here's a question, a strange question. You're up there in Canada, you hear Trump talking about building a wall between Mexico and the United States. How does that strike you?
I don't stand for that. I don't agree with him.
Now, the Mexican immigration we've seen in the United States, has that gone up into Canada as well?
Not as much as in the American side. What you should do, put more effort to make the border crossing more strict with the right paperwork, and invest more on patrolling the borders instead of building that wall, the wall that they're building in Israel.
You go through that border over and over, don't you?
Over and over, yes.
Yeah. Are they always thorough?
Yes, they are.
Do they know you by now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they know me now.
But they don't wave you through?
No, they won't. They have to check me still. Still, I have to go through the routine.
What's the strangest thing that's ever happened to you as a bus driver?
I'm Lebanese, and I transport people on my bus from different cultures, from different countries. And one day it happened that I was taking Jewish people to New York City. And the officer asked me where I was born. I said, in Lebanon. And he was kind of, and who's on your bus? I said, Jewish community. He said, you're Lebanese and you're doing the Jewish land run. And you guys back home are not very well settled. I said, this is different. We are in Canada here. And Canadian way is, we're all human.
Are you Muslim yourself?
In between.
Kind of a backsliding Muslim, like I don't go to church very often.
No, in between.
What's your message to people here in the United States from a good Canadian?
The friends of Hillary Clinton should vote for Hillary Clinton. That's
thanks for
all.
Your time. Be safe out there on the road.
Thank you very
Here's
much.
Here's my card, sir. Tomorrow at 6. I hope you can tune in.
Thank you.
I love this song from Katie Lang, and I always like to mention her partner of many years, Ben Mink, on guitar. This is Constant Craving from 91, Katie Lang from Ingenue. On the Dusty Show, TNP, Hardy coming up at 7 o'clock. Stay with us. We need you. voice, beautiful voice.
Has always been.
I got a little chills working. And Ben Mink. I love you guys. Life is so short, isn't it? Just breathe it all in, baby. It's good, it's good.
Everybody on the Dusty Show, how you doing? It's been a while since I just kind of talked to you. I'm always playing the interviews and the songs, darting in and out here and there, but never any substantial chunk of just talking directly to the audience. And I had a few thanks to make, which is basically why I'm doing this. First of all, thanks to Geese from over there in Europe. It's Holland, right, Geese? He sends me these nice compilation CDs. They've got a name, Vanity Case. This one happens to be Volume 4. Beautiful, with some little oblique strategy-type cards in it and a beautifully packaged CD in a black velvet case. Geese, very nice. You've always been so generous to the pitch. Birds of a feather flock together. Geese. I also heard from Lyle in Davenport, Iowa. A few weeks back, he loved the Lindsey Buckingham that I played. What was the name of that damn song that I played? Great Day, that was it.
Long and slender, my altar in the sky.
He wrote to say that I essentially turned him onto it, and now he can't stop listening. He was requesting play more of it, but I put the brakes on it. Lyle, I'll play it someday soon, but I don't want to overdo it. Too much Lindsey, it might not be a good thing. Thanks to Dan Furman from Philadelphia for the beautiful hot pan holder wall hanging thing that says love and peace on it. Very nice, Dan. Thanks for that gift from Philadelphia. Look at this. Doug Goudsworth sent me his book, The Faking of the President. To Clay, keep spreading those positive vibes. All the best to you in 2016 and beyond. Doug Goudsworth, P.S. Yes, I Love America. The Faking of the President, written and illustrated by Doug Goudsworth of Middletown, New Jersey. I bet he's mad because I haven't thanked him. It's been weeks since I got the book. He's probably like, screw you, Clay. I sent you a book. You don't even thank me. I know you guys sometimes write me, then I don't say anything. I don't write back. Then you hate me or you think I'm neglecting you. It's usually not the case. I just spaced it off or you got lost in the email scroll. I think about it later and I hate myself, but what can I say? What else is going on? Oh yeah, I got a letter from California, from Cordelia. I think she's, 9 years old? Listen to this letter. I'm going to read it to you. Dear Clay Pigeon, my name is Cordelia, age 9. I am busy with my 4 pets, but I also enjoy politics and listening to your show. I would vote if I was old enough, but I have to be 18 years of age. My dad got me into your show. If I could vote, I would vote for Bernie. I am sad he said to vote for Hillary. I am a vegan and I love all animals. In fact, when I grow up, I want to be an animal rights activist. I believe that dragons are real and dinosaurs still exist. My message of peace and love is, 1, go cheer for whoever you want. Number two, don't let people get to you. And last, live it up. Don't let life pass you by. A nice letter from Cordelia B. in California. Thank you, Cordelia. I really appreciate that you wrote me the nice letter. And a postcard, too, a beautiful green postcard that I posted on Facebook today for all to see from Cordelia in California. Thanks. Keep listening, Cordelia. And all the best to you and your nice family. Just some hellos there going out to some of the listeners. You can always drop me a line to Dusty at WFMU.org. I'd love to hear from you.
Here's Metallica from 85. For whom the bell tolls. That was Hemingway, right? From Ride the Lightning. Lars. James. Kirk. Just Cliff Burton or Jason Newsted? Dusty Show. San Francisco band, right? Here's a couple of friends out to dine on a beautiful New York evening. It's a little cooler than yesterday.
Absolutely.
Are you guys going to vote this fall?
Absolutely.
Yeah, do you have a candidate that you
absolutely
like?
Absolutely.
Who is it?
Trump.
All the way, no hesitation.
No hesitation.
You're voting for Trump?
I absolutely
am. Oh, my
am.
God, I'm
are you surprised?
No. She's crazy.
Do you guys never talk about politics?
Never. We haven't.
But you're good friends, I guess.
Yes.
And you didn't know she liked Trump.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Would you have guessed she liked Hillary?
Yes.
But you just didn't bring it up.
Right.
Why do you feel so strongly about him? Why do we need Donald Trump?
We need Donald Trump because he's honest. And Hillary Clinton is totally dishonest, and she's stealing from the country. And I'll tell you one thing. She's in bed with every country with oil, and the minute if she gets elected, she owes them all these favors that she's going to give them, and she's going to ruin this country.
I don't believe any of that.
I do.
I'm the complete opposite version.
What's your opinion?
I think they all have problems. They're all dishonest because that's how it is to be in politics. I think Hillary, as they say, is the best qualified of anybody ever. This man is a sociopath. All the Republicans are against him, or many of them are. They all make excuses for him. There is no excuse. He should not be elected. He's a dangerous man.
So despite these differences you've just discovered, it won't affect the evening, will it?
Not at all. Everyone, everybody has their idiosyncrasies. We appreciate one another.
Final words on the election?
I am hoping and praying that people are smart enough to vote for Trump.
And it's interesting how we're so opposite each other. People who vote for Hillary and people who vote for Trump feel equally the same about their candidate.
Right.
We feel he's dishonest. They feel she's dishonest.
Terribly dishonest.
They're both dishonest.
Oh, we don't want to have a fight.
And everybody liked Bernie, and he didn't get elected.
Right. Well, not everybody.
Let me tell you something. If Bernie was smart, he should never support her. Don't forget the Democratic National Committee didn't let him get elected. They were dishonest, and that's why they had to fire, what was her name, the head of the committee, because they fired her because they had everything dishonest not to get him elected. Hillary Clinton is the most dishonest human being on this earth with her husband. Let's go.
Now she's not giving you a chance to reply.
That's quite all right. The right person will be elected, and it's Hillary.
Here's my card. Thank you, guys. This hour goes so fast, you guys. I love spending it with you. I really look forward to these Thursdays on WFMU. Good things to come, Hardy, just moments away. Followed by Sinner's Crossroads, Kevin Nutt. Dave the Spaz, the great Dave the Spaz, the last DJ. Nickname, and then one of my favorite shows, Stan, comes up in the middle of the night, early in the morning. I'll ease you on into the 7 o'clock hour here on the East Coast with Miles Davis going back to 1960. Wow, was that 56 years ago? Is that right? The Pan Piper from Sketches of Spain, Miles, on Dusty. You start.
Hey, everybody. Clay is winding down another hour of magic. I'm James. I'll be bored up in the next couple hours.
You wish you could just go on live?
Well, I'll be actually filling in next Tuesday morning.
What time?
6 a.m.
You will?
Paid by the Tier. Yeah, actually my first fill-in assignment, so I'm getting my cherry popped. Everybody tune in.
Are you excited?
Yeah, looking forward to
first
it a lot.
First show on FMU.
Yeah, you know, everybody come on down, volunteer, and get a little lucky, and you know you can do it too.
You do hard work though. You're a good volunteer.
People do more, but you know
you're steady though.
You stay around. You know, stay visible.
You love this. What does the station mean to you?
It's just like it says, free form. It's funny, my girlfriend.
What does it mean to you? What do you feel?
That I can do anything I want, and just like anybody else here, and keep a high level at it.
What's your message to our listeners right now? From your heart, man.
Say what you want and then go get it. Speak it out loud. Make it happen.
Are you ready to host Hardy with all your heart?
I'm ready.
You'll be here in case anything happens.
Ready to keep up with everything, everywhere he takes us.
I love you, man. You're the future.
You too, man.
You're the future. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. That's it for me, Clay Pigeon. See you next Thursday at 6. Have a great weekend and week ahead. Summertime. Always remember, Glen Yarborough.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we engage in a sort of madness, a sort of chaos, where we lose ourselves, oh, I tell you, to make an omelet, you have to break some eggs. But to make meringue, you have to break eggs, separate the yolks, take the whites, and confuse them until they become stiff but magnificent white peaks like mountains. Well, hello, friends. Come on in. All of you, come on in. We're having a dance party today. Are you ready? All right. Hey, put your right foot in and put your left foot in. Now you got no feet, so you fall upon your butt. Put your feet under you and stand back up. Now lift your right foot up and look at it. You got a nasty toenail. Oh, my gosh. It's all yellow and thick. You look like Howard Hughes. Should I get the clippers or do you need a Sawzall? Let's take care of that before we go any further. Oh, my friends, I don't care what shape your toenails are in. I don't care what you look like. Come on in. I'm just glad that Hardy White's Miracle Nutrition can be a sort of psychological safe house for you. Get your old life will batter you. Old life will torment you. You need a place to escape from it. Just like they got those boxing gyms in inner cities. Say, oh, get these children off the violent streets. Come in here where you can safely punch people in the face. And that's how I feel about my dance studio here. I tell you what, life is out there. It's moving your body for you. It's telling you where to put your arms and legs. You come in here, you can put your arms and your legs anywhere you want. That's what we're going to do is, oh, pure freedom. Now, I don't know much about dancing. But that doesn't stop me from teaching. And I feel like that they say those who do, do. No, those who know, do, do. No, those who know, do. Those who don't know much, teach or something. And that's me. That's how I feel. And that's how I learn, is through teaching. So, oh, I got to teach something tomorrow. I better go learn about it. And that forces me to learn. And you say, well, that sounds absurd. Oh, it's not really. Some people spend years. I just spend a day doing that process. A lot of people say, oh, I want to teach. I go to school, blah, blah, blah. I say, oh, life is so short. I don't know if I'll get out of school. Start studying something. Maybe I might not finish. I may never get to my goal. So I'll just go ahead and do it now. They say, oh, are you incompetent? Oh, no, I don't think so. I pretty much, my pants feel super dry right now. And they're not really dance pants. I'm dancing in my pajamas. Because I feel like they're loose and I'm so free and I have to check the snap a lot to make sure I don't embarrass myself. But oh, I'm so glad that you're here with me. Before we start our dance class, we all got to warm up. And it's very important because you don't want to hurt yourself as you're trying to liberate yourself. That can happen a lot of times. Did you ever try to stuck in a prison and try to jam your head through the bars before squeezing it down and lubricating it with soap? You can't do it. So you have to go through that process. So I like to warm up for dance by we all sit in a circle, sit down, and we're going to talk about the Three Stooges. How's that warming up? Well, it's very important to warm up psychologically before you do anything, to prepare yourself before any exercise. And I say, let's talk about dance a little bit before we do it. And someone once said, oh, writing about music is like dancing about architecture. But I say dancing about architecture is awesome. And you could probably get a grant to do it. And we're going to do that today. So we'll not get the grant. No one's going to give us money. We don't need money. We don't need your... We do. But we're going to have to do without it. So also, I'm passing around a snack sign-up sheet. So y'all going to sign up to bring a snack each week. That's how we get around the money thing. So all y'all sit down, crisscross applesauce if you can. Don't do it if you have bad legs or something. I don't want your leg to snap off here. That will very much change the focus of what we're doing. Now, the Three Stooges. There is an episode of the Three Stooges. I think it's called Hoi Polloi or something. Now, the boys are trying to be sophisticated and learn the sophisticated arts or something. And so they're getting dance instructions from this lady. So they're in the room and she says, now, I'm going to teach you how to dance. Now do exactly what I do. And as she says that, a bee goes down the back of her dress. Can you imagine this? A bee goes down the back of her dress. And then she starts to woo, 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 starts to try to get it with her arms. And so the boys are doing the same thing, and they're walking around doing the I'm being attacked by a bee dance. Now, they are not being attacked by a bee. You see what I'm saying? She is. She is experiencing the raw emotion. She is having the primary experience. And what they are doing is they're doing the artistic reflection of it. You see, that's how art works sometimes. We are not on the stage when we're dancing. We're not actually having the experience. We're showing you, we're sharing with you the experience, you see? And that's what I want to do with you. I want to show you how to express yourself through movement. Because, oh, I tell you, sometimes our culture says, oh, you can't move this way or don't do that. So I can't dance. Listen, if you have ever rolled around on the ground in abject grief, screaming and tearing at your face, contorting your limbs like that in pain and agony, then you've danced. That's dance too. So, oh, but that's not rhythmic. Oh, you're telling me now that all poetry has to rhyme? Not all dance has to be rhythmic. Anytime you express yourself with your body, I believe you are dancing. Now, are you just expanding the definition of dancing, Hardy? Or is that really true? Doesn't matter. We have a different, the truth bar is at a different height here at Miracle Nutrition Dance Studio, isn't it? What is that odor? It's a dance studio odor. I don't know really what it is. It almost smells like wax or something, but I don't know where that's coming from. I'm sorry. I digress. I'm so glad you're with me today. You must trust me. Oh, there's so much trust in moving like that and moving your body because you don't want to be thought a fool, right? That's why a lot of people say, oh, I go to a party and to dance, I need to have so many drugs and alcohol in me even to do it. I say, why is that? Because I have inhibitions. Well, what is inhibiting you? What is keeping you from expressing yourself? Fear of rejection. Fear. Oh, fear is keeping you from being free. That's all. Some people, it's bars. Some people, it's concrete walls. If it's just fear, oh my gosh, I can tell you how to get through that. It's just like, if you're in a fear prison, all right, what you do is you take your nothing to lose spoon and you start digging at the wall. The wall is like, it's the consistency of, what's that crumbly almond paste? That. I don't even know what that is. But you can dig right through it and get through it. And then you'll be able to express yourself. Oh, people have moved their bodies since the beginning of time. What's the origin of dance? Well, there's two cavemen. And one caveman, he's moving around. He's moving. He's got an emotion and he starts moving his body in strange ways. And the other caveman says, what are you doing, dancing? And the guy says, yes. And that's how it starts, right there. So, well, that sounds... is that right? Yes, I think it's been going on so long, we don't know. Everything dances, right? And even do animals dance?